I see another good record coming up here with that was made 1926, 30 years ago. Dig that, man. And they still sound great. And I noticed the wax that those records was made on in those days was better material, too. They last longer, you know? And it's a tune called Skidaddadat, and the personnel of Kid Ory and Johnny Dodds. No, Baby wasn't with us then. He was the drummer. Johnny Sincere and Lil and myself. It's called Skidaddadat. See how it caught on? There's an old tune, Skip That Did That. And things have changed a little nowadays, you know. You take a lot of styles and different things, but it all derived from this good old music way back in those days. You take a lot of the cats that come to the mic, even the Bobbers, I'd say. They did a lot of scatting and thinking that something they originated, but it's just like that song. Everything's been done before. See what I mean? So they get away with it. The generation's coming up, and they lost sight of these records. And that's why you find a lot of youngsters trying to get every record way back there so they catch up, you know, that it didn't miss anything. But here's where all this stuff started, right up in these tunes here. Skit That Did That and Heebie-Jeebus. Because we used to do that in the days when I was a kid in New Orleans. We used to have quartet, you know. We'd go Drew Storyville, that's what they call it now, you know. But you remember the old name anyway. And we'd go two by two singing, you know, and the gamblers and different cats would call us and we'd sing for them and pass the hat. And we used to do a lot of this stuff and I was singing, you know. But we didn't pay any attention to it and just come up and put this on the record. It's still music. And this man, Mr. Foreign, named it a style. And then a few years later, here come different cats with do like a do and just hammed it up a little. So, because I found out they don't even do that down in Africa, man. They're jiving, you know.